Welcome to Michigan Sunrise High Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is the East Towes Fire Department Chief and also a member, of course, of the Iosco County Firefighters Association, Bill Duquette. Bill, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Kevin. Thanks.
Glad to have you on, my friend. Hey, the exciting news. We've been talking about it. The big game is back this Saturday.
That's right. It's a yearly event, and we're looking forward to it, and we've got some different strategies this year, Kevin.
Oh, all right. Well, we don't want to let that cat out of the bag, do we? You know, there might be some legendary Lions listening in right now.
That's right. Well, it's not going to help them, though, because what we plan on doing is practicing a little differently this year. Now, we haven't started yet, but, you know, we still got a lot of time till Saturday. So we're thinking if we did things like, you know, practice shooting the basketball while we're spraying water from the fire hose on the firefighters, that might increase their concentration. And we're thinking of climbing a ladder and then shooting the ball from up at, you know, 30 feet in the air at the basket. And we're hoping those techniques are going to help us overcome the Lions this year.
Yeah, I like that strategy. I think it just might work for you this year, my friend. But that's the kind of fun that that this event brings to the people who are there.
That's right, and it's fun, but it's also a fundraiser for us because,
right,
as you know, it's expensive to do stuff for firefighting. We have a Fire 1 and 2 class going on right now, an academy, and that costs money, and this helps pay for that. So that's one of the things. We've also had some national speakers come in and talk to
us
because there's always something new to learn. So those are the sort of things that are supported by the basketball game when people come and watch.
Indeed. So Saturday night, where's it taking place this year, Bill?
Oh, at the high school gym in at Towes area this year.
All right, right there on M55. And what time does it get started?
7 o'clock.
7 p.m. Now, as in years past, at halftime, will you be able to get pictures and autographs with the Lions and even, you know, the firefighters if they want?
That's right. Well, that'll be available. And also, we're going to have a raffle. We'll give away a football and possibly a basketball, and we'll have a raffle for that as well. So,
all right. And tickets available right now for the show.
That's right. And I heard you giving some away this morning.
Yes.
On the trivia, so that was great. We also have some available, and I don't have one right in front of me with the, with the phone number on it, but I'm sure they can find that unless you have it handy right there, Kevin.
1-800-205-7174. That's the number to order your tickets. So, of course, I'm sure there'll be some available at the door Saturday night, too.
That's correct. There will be.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. The Iosco County Firefighters, the All-Stars, taking on the Detroit Lions Legends again this Saturday night. And as Bill, you mentioned, a big fundraiser for you guys. You only have a couple of them through the year. So you know what? You need that money to keep up to date with all that technology that's out there.
That's right. And like I said, we're going to keep working on that long shot and try to overcome the Lions this year.
Excellent. Bill Duquette from the East Towes Fire Department and the Iosco Firefighters All-Stars. Bill, always a pleasure, my friend. Have a great day, and we'll look forward to a great game Saturday night.
Thank you, Kevin.